Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com, we've done your homework.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
And the 15-minute morning show, here we go.
There are too many penises in this room.
It's all penises.
Is that the
Gandhi
first time you've ever said that, Daniel?
No.
Yes, probably.
It's a lot.
Gandhi, where are you?
I'm telling you.
Scotty, why did you say no?
No, I was saying that's not the first time Danielle has ever said that.
Oh, okay.
Shut up, Scotty. There she is. Gandhi.
Gandhi's back.
My bad, y'all.
Dude.
I thought we had a minute. I had to pee. I ran to pee, and then all of a sudden I start hearing, Gandhi!
It was a sausage fest for a second there.
Because there was too many peanut wankers in this room.
Yeah, definitely wankers in this room.
Wait, isn't
none
a wanker,
of them useful.
Isn't wanker a verb? I mean,
wank
an adjective?
Is a bad,
it's
you
an
can
adjective.
Be a wanker.
Yeah, you can be a wanker.
When you guys,
it's a bad word in the UK.
When you guys used to go to clubs in your single days, did you used to complain that there were too many guys there?
At the club?
No. That was never a problem. I never hated a sausage party. Why would I?
Exactly.
That was like, you're single. You want to be around as many single guys as you can. Cool.
Right.
Show
that's
up.
Different.
Awesome.
That's different than sitting here with all you guys.
Well, that was always the problem with every place that we went. It was always a sausage fest.
Oh,
always...
good. Sam's here now, too.
Okay, but scary as Brooklyn, you actually went to sausage fests.
Thank you, Brody.
But I'm bummed.
Now there's only one extra penis. We're good.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Who's going to lose a penis?
I already gave the tip because I'm Jewish. So I'm
oh my God.
Do
you guys
really
ever
rare
get stressed
for you, Brody,
out?
Giving the tip.
Don't worry, Scary. It was a small
I see what we're doing. Did you guys ever get stressed out back in your single clubbing days if you went and there were too many women?
Not a shot. No,
that
never happened.
Happened, right?
Never happened.
Just Gandhi, women ignoring me.
Gandhi, was this you at the club?
That's us whenever we go anywhere. There are like no women that go out anymore. It's just dudes everywhere.
I never
especially
had club
when
in
I go.
Days.
It's scary.
I never had club in days.
Really? You never went to the club?
I you know what? I only went to places I had a workout for the radio station. Outside right. of that, I never wanted to be at a club.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I always loved
I
always loved a club over a bar when I was like,
yes, so
I just totally. Love to dance. Yeah, I like
but
to dance. I like the
bar.
Feeling better. Right. No, but a bar just standing around, everybody on top of each other drinking. I like to dance yeah. and, oh, okay. you know, that stuff.
And I need a dance floor, some dark corners, a yeah. place to keep your privacy.
And also the days of the large cavernous club are kind of over for, I mean, they're not as many of them as there used to be. They used to be one like every couple of blocks.
Oh, but Scary was trying to get us to go to Liv so bad.
Liv is one
we
of the mainstays.
Miami.
There are some places that exist that are huge clubs, but they're not as many anymore. A lot of them are like bar lounges where they do dinner yeah. and then they move the chairs and tables out of the way. A DJ comes in and they create a little dance floor, like kind right. of like a lounge.
I like that so much better because back in the club days, speaking of, I know we were talking about like Cristal earlier. There was a place, Froggy, you might remember it, called Club Cristal in
Absolutely,
Miami.
Absolutely, yep.
That place was just a problem waiting to happen. Every single time we went, something popped off. There's always a fight at the club. Someone's yep. getting hit with champagne. Like, there's girls getting earrings ripped out. I am yep. A-okay not being part of that scene anymore.
Yeah,
like,
Crowbar was the same way. Remember the club? Remember the club? Crowbar
oh, my God,
was
Crowbar!
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, so I actually was an extra in a Jadakiss music video at Crowbar.
Were you really?
Yeah. I had braids and everything. It was great.
Can we see it on YouTube, Gandhi?
You cannot. I don't. You might be able to find it. I don't know. I wouldn't tell anybody where to find it, but if you do, good luck.
Okay. So what else?
All right. So, yeah.
We could shift gears to something else.
I was in a warrant video. That counts.
Yeah. Were you really?
Yeah.
I've had a warrant out for my arrest. That's about as close to warrant as I got.
Yeah, right? You won't really see me, but I was in the video. It's like, it's gone.
Were you?
Yeah.
Cubby and I were in a music video.
What music video?
What music video?
It was a remake of Baby Got Back. It was God, I can't even remember the name of the band now.
Were you the baby? Were you featured?
No,
did you have
no,
the back?
Like, Cubby and I were just standing there like this. And that was
oh
that,
no, you were!
Yeah, oh my gosh! Yeah.
Can it we please like find movie, that one?
Yeah, no, it's online. The band was Grand Scheme. The Grand Scheme was the
sure.
name.
Oh,
right.
That was a good remake. Scheme.
And you guys wow. invisible?
Yeah. Please oh yeah. Hold. Z100 truck. Everything. It was in the Poconos.
You know our friend who does weekends here at Z100, Erica America, was in the Cobra Starship video.
She was?
Yeah, for their big hit too. Na 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 na.
You make me feel.
Oh. You make me feel. She's in the video.
Yeah, he's cool. Andrew
prominently,
Robin
like three times.
Video.
Yeah, Robin Williams oh is gosh. In that video too.
Yeah,
random my cameo. Husband Robin was in a Williams? Video.
What?
Yes, look it up. It's the most random cameo of all time. Robin Williams is like just in the video for some reason.
Did he know? Did he was
Erica
there,
America?
Or was he a pedestrian?
What?
Go ahead, Sam.
I just wondered, did Robin Williams like know what he was there for? It was his pedestrian.
From what I've read, because yes, I've gone to the Wikipedia page, I think his daughter was friends with someone in the band. And so that's how it's come
that's
full
awesome.
Circle.
Wow.
Did Erica America meet Robin Williams in this video?
I'm assuming that they were shot at separate times.
I've wanted to ask so bad, but she has not been around when I've tried
I'm
to
I'm going
to
text her. I need answers. Okay.
I've always
my
wanted
husband.
To be on the
my
set of a,
trivia
of a
fact. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
I've always wanted to be on the set of a porno, but just like kind of like standing idly by.
No, never. No?
No.
No.
I just want to see what really goes on
what
and how much is real and how much is rehearsed.
Nothing is real. I'll just say that.
There are no real things in a porn.
It's all rehearsed.
That's right.
You're not going to like see it. It's all, you know, shot in sequence. It's not like you're watching it as you were watching it at home on your laptop. It's like, okay, scene one done. You know, it's moved on to. So it's not what you think you're going
so the
into.
So scene is shot out of order.
I found
impossible.
It. I found Scotty B.
You did.
Me too.
They're not really related either. Scary.
It's in
crazy.
There somewhere.
Damn it, God.
I can't see anything really the way you're holding it at all. Still, nope.
Yeah. Oh well. It's on YouTube.
Okay. What's it called?
The Grand Scheme. Baby Got Back.
Oh, wait, I just found Sheldon's video. Sheldon, my husband, is in the video with Brandy and Ray J, Another Day in Paradise.
Did you really?
How did he get in there?
I'm pretty sure this is the one where he's walking by in L.A.
I'm in the background.
That's
Ali D right there. He's the one that's next to Cubby.
hilarious.
Amazing.
Danielle, show us this video of Sheldon.
Yeah, go to, I'm pretty sure it's Another Day in Paradise, and okay. He's just walking by on the street as a guy in a suit, like, you know.
Like the Phil Collins song?
Looking at the homeless guy, like, you know, not giving him the time of day, something like that. He was in L.A. for a while, and he shot it years ago.
Oh, I was in another music video for a white reggae artist named Nathan Stone. They were shooting it at my place of employment at the time, and I went in to get my paycheck. And they said, hey, you girls want to be in a music video? So we were like, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And then they made us stand in the back, far away from everyone, because they said we didn't look hoey enough.
Oh, my gosh.
I had on, like, normal clothing. So there's a YouTube. To the back.
Miami story. I was going somewhere. I ended up in a music video, but I wasn't hoey enough. I mean, that is completely fucking Miami in like, a nutshell. Wow.
They should have grabbed some of the people walking into Live on Friday night.
That was really spectacular. I'll tell you what, we always talk about buttholing furniture, and I am even more concerned about furniture getting buttholed after I saw all of the outfits. Like, I know people wear short clothes, but there were actual assholes out on display just sitting on furniture like it's nothing. I was like, oh,
no, wait. Like real assholes or like doo-doo-doo assholes?
Combination, both. Yeah. Like, okay. I definitely saw people's body parts that I was like, I don't.
Somebody had
you
an
have
outfit
to know.
Where their asshole was out.
Ass is out. Front of the ass is out. Titties everywhere. I mean,
nothing.
No one wears
anymore.
Clothing.
Wait,
apparently,
what's the front of the ass.
You know what it is.
No, yeah, that was. Nobody. It was a cool night. It wasn't even that hot out. No. You know?
Nobody leaves anything Miami. To the imagination anymore. Like, don't no. you? It's like, here it is.
No. If you can't pick my butthole out of a lineup, I am not doing my job on a Sunday night.
I am absolutely positive that everybody left their germs everywhere. So no. I was imagining how nasty that was. But it was all because, who was it? Soulja Boy was there?
Soulja Boy was there. And then the next night, Afrojack was there.
So what did they think? Soulja Boy was going to go, oh, yeah, that ass, that butthole, that's the one I want. Yeah. Like, what do you
think that's actually
happen?
How it happens. The best part, though, these three, this like pack of three girls walk by and Scary starts elbowing me. You know how he like elbows you real hard when he wants to ask
Hey, like, they're not wearing
straight
anything.
Up, goes, hey. Those are hookers, right? Like real hookers? Those are like professional working girls, right? Like real hookers? I said, I have no idea, dude. It looks like that, but you have no idea anymore what a hooker is versus, you know,
yeah,
like
she
everybody
goes,
else.
She goes, it's Miami, so you don't know. Yeah.
So there's one way to find out, Scary. Please approach.
No. I was just trying to point it out. Like, look at that. They're working.
Gandhi, when Scary was whispering, did he do the thing where he puts his hand by his mouth but then talks at regular volume? Dude, look over there.
Well, he had to speak a little bit louder because it was really loud where we were. But what I have noticed about Scary that makes me laugh is, I know you all see this all the time, but when he's saying something that's supposed to be like kind of a secret, he talks out of half of his mouth, out of the side of his mouth.
Yeah, he puts his hand there and goes, hey, did you see that girl's dress? But he doesn't whisper.
Hey, trust me on this one. Those are hookers right there.
Yeah, get a load of that.
Yeah.
Scary.
There was a lot of get a load of that. I had a good time with you, though, Scare. Thanks for,
I did. We had
for
fun.
Being fun in Miami.
Yeah. Gandhi's very easygoing. She's very cool. And she jumped. Oh, my God.
You're just realizing this now?
She's the fastest person. She's the fastest person to get to brunch. It was like 8:45, and we decide, hey, we think we're going to go out? Yeah, let's go. Let's get something. She goes, all right, awesome. I'll be ready. I'll be down. I'll meet you in the lobby in 10 minutes. What woman do you know gets up in 10 minutes, gets out of the room, and is ready for the lobby?
We don't all take that long.
Well, you haven't met my girlfriend.
Scary was appalled. Just astounded, I should say. He was like, I've never encountered this before.
Gandhi is so punctual. She is punctual on everything.
Fast. But see, that's good. That tells me, that tells me Gandhi has respect. And she gives a shit about your time. As much as she cares about her own time, she's like, hey, if you want me to be there in 10 minutes, I'll be there in 10 minutes. I don't want you to stand around and wait for me.
No,
I respect that.
The thing is, she didn't have any, there was no maintenance.
Yes,
she was
that's
Gandhi
what I
is
love.
Low maintenance.
She's not
that's why.
She is so not high maintenance. It's
like
so great.
I'll tell you what that else means. That means Gandhi's good to travel with, because Gandhi's going to be where she says she's going to be. And you're not going to be standing around going, oh, we have to wait for her to get ready so we can't go do what we want to do. It's not like that.
Right.
You guys are the best. I like to think it's because I give no shits and I live my life in a hoodie and jeans. So it really doesn't take a lot to get ready when you toss on sneakers and a hoodie.
Throw on a baseball hat and you are good to go.
Yes. Froggy, who hurt you? You sound like you're very hurt in describing this.
Because I'm telling you, travel with, I'll tell you, two people. One starts with an L and one starts with a D. Travel with those bitches and see what it's like.
Hey, first of all, I got to say, say I think I've gotten better over the
Danielle,
years.
Danielle, no.
Because I am. I've learned to lie really to
you.
I really don't.
I've learned to lie to you.
What?
I've learned to lie to you.
You've learned to lie to me.
We have to be there at 6 o'clock. Danielle, we have to be there at 5:30. That way I know that.
Well, now I know.
So I'm building it. I build in delay time. Because I've learned how to deal with my wife. For example, I lie to her about what time a concert starts. I lie to her about what time we have to leave. Because I know that you have to build in an extra 15 minutes. 5 minutes is not 5 minutes in Danielle's world or Lisa's world.
Okay, but here's the thing, Gandhi. He's talking about when we have an event to go to.
No.
And I have to do my hair and my makeup, whatever. Yeah. If you want to go out to eat for breakfast or something, I do not take that long. That's bullshit.
Okay, maybe not you.
I have to set a prep alarm for Robin, a prep alarm. Because if I know we have to leave to go to someplace at 8 p.m., I literally set at 7 o'clock or 6:45, my alarm goes off. I'm like, up, 6:45, time for you to start your process so we can leave here at 8 o'clock.
All right, you're exactly, listen, you're exactly right. But here's my problem is, Danielle, and you and Lisa are both just guilty of this. If you know we have an event at 8 o'clock that night, when you wake up in the morning at 9 or 10 o'clock, you got the whole fucking day to prepare to get ready.
I ain't going to be fucking getting ready all day.
No. I'm not saying all day. But why do you wait until like five minutes before we need to leave before you're trying on 7 pair of shoes? Why couldn't you have done that an hour ahead of time?
That, you know, that's just that
happens. Be more like Gandhi and go out looking like ass.
Okay, but where? Oh, my gosh. And first of all, he's talking about an event. He's not being fair.
No, Danielle, I will say you are a little better than Lisa.
You should come to the water. If my family and I go to the water park for the weekend, and they're like, all right, we're getting up for, I will roll out that bed 10 minutes before we got to go to breakfast.
So, Froggy, only go to water parks with Danielle.
But I do.
That's what you're saying,
I'm kind of with you, Froggy, on what you're saying, though, because on the days you do have special occasions, like, I take a long time to get ready, but I account for that. My alarm, I was talking to Garrett this morning. I'm like, yo, my alarm gets off at about the same time yours does, and you actually have to drive. I just take my precious time. I just don't know why on, like, longer, I have to look really nice occasions. Some people have trouble. Like, I know I need 90-plus minutes. Just...
That's a lot of time.
It's a lot of time.
Not when
but
you have
I
hair,
take
though.
It, and then I'm not late. I just know my time.
I understand the hair situation.
Yeah, hair and makeup is like crazy.
Yeah. Mm. But like, I mean, you know.
Danielle and I had hair and makeup people at the iHeart Festival, and we were still like running late. I mean, I had to run out on stage with like my sneakers and a jacket on because I wasn't even close to being finished getting ready.
Somebody asked me one time.
We got there when we were supposed to.
Do you need to go by hair and makeup? I'm like, I don't even have fucking hair. What do you need to go by hair and makeup for?
It's a little different for guys, really.
Right.
I mean.
They always say that.
It is true,
It is.
There's a lot more, you know, I understand it takes a lot more to get ready. I get that. But then you just need to kind of start earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really.
So you just got to go to water parks and Disney World with Danielle, Froggy. Those are the only two places you can go.
Wait.
Danielle opens the monorail. I mean, she's ready to drive.
Dude, but Disney, my outfit's planned the night before because the ears have to match the shirt, have to match the
sweatshirt. So why can't you do that for Jingle Ball?
Because it's different. I don't know. Sometimes last minute I decide, I look in the mirror and I go, ugh, no. And I want to wear something else.
Danielle and I are like hardcore lobbying to be able to wear pajama onesies to Jingle Ball
onesies.
This year.
Onesies.
You
just
want to do it.
But who's going to say no to you, though?
No.
Oh, we were already told no.
Yeah. Elvis told us no. But he said it's not fancy enough. But I think he'll be okay if we really did. But I'm just worried how hot it is. Because sometimes backstage, it's so freaking hot.
So hot with all those
lights.
We might
be dying in the onesie. So I don't know.
It gets terrible.
We could get little cute elf dresses or something.
Something. Just something that's more comfortable and like conducive to us not dying.
Remember that one year we all
wore
Santa suits? It was
so hot.
Yes. That was with Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey had us all wear Santa suits and we were dying.
Why did we do that?
Darling, we're Santa suits.
Mariah Carey asked us to do it.
Yeah. We went out on stage dressed like Santa's.
Darling.
We're a minute and a half over.
Again.
Wow, we're bad at this accounting for time. That's the whole theme of this podcast.
That's because Elvis isn't here to say, oh, this is the worst podcast ever. Let's end it.
Solid point.
All right, thank you.
All right, everybody say bye.
I'm going to go get ready for tomorrow's show.
Daniel's going to start getting ready for Jingle Ball. It's a month away.
Yeah, I'm going to go now.
Well, no, first tomorrow's show.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.